Star Turn by Jean Yeo.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. There were 5 new girls in Year 7 at the start of the winter term at Combehurst School. Jessamy studied them critically. 4 of them were quite ordinary, no different from all the other Year 7s in their brown and orange uniforms. Lumpy, gangly, clever and beachball, thought Jessamy, rapidly nicknaming them to herself. Lumpy was rather plain and dim-looking. Gangly was tall and beanstalk-thin. Clever wore glasses and a worried frown. Beachball was pretty, but rounded and plump as a blown-up balloon. Jessamy dismissed them. They held no interest for her. The one who caught her eye, as they filed self-consciously into the morning assembly and tacked on to the end of the Year 7 line, was the one at the back. "That's a dancer if ever I saw one," thought Jessamy. She tended sometimes to think rather mature thoughts for an 11-year-old. It came from being the youngest in the family, with a brother and sister who were both grown up. Jessamy had only a quick glimpse of the girl who was a dancer, because Jessamy was at one end of the line and the dancer at the other, and Miss Shergold, the headmistress, would go all icy and sarcastic if she noticed Jessamy leaning forward and peering. In spite of Miss Shergold, she saw enough to convince her the girl had to be a dancer. She was tiny and trim and beautifully proportioned, a small, well-shaped head on a slender neck, which was exactly what you needed for ballet. No good.